Hey, what's up, folks? Welcome to The Boss's Desk, where we look out for you, give you the best in geek movies, news, and culture. I'm your host for the day, The Big Boss, and I'm here with my fellow geek guru, The Professor, and we are also rejoined by the man, the myth, the legend.
What's going on, man? What's happening?
We have dubbed him The Wanderer. What's up, fellas?
How's it going?
Good, good, good. Oh, man, it's great to have you back, make you official on the cast, Wanderer, man. Like, it's been a minute, so, you know, what have you been up to?
Oh, you know, just wandering from here to there, I guess you could say. not too much new since the last time we talked.
Yeah.
You know, I went and saw Avengers again, and it was, what do you know, it was still absolutely amazing.
Yeah, no surprise there.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, that's about it for now, you know.
That is awesome.
Trying a few new games here and there.
Yeah. Hey, what's new you trying out as far as games concerned?
It's a little throwback game called River City Ransom. Underground.
Oh, okay.
River City Ransom Underground. It's on Steam. I think you can get it on consoles.
100%.
But I don't know if you remember the old River City Ransom beat-em-up game from the NES days. But it's a remake of that with, like, a whole cast of characters.
Oh.
And, right. Like, characters that do different moves and stuff. And it's also a sequel, like, 20 years later. And there's online co-op. And I've just started to scratch the surface of getting into this, but I think it would be a lot of fun to grab some friends and give it a try.
Nice. Yeah, I love those games.
Yeah, it's only like a year or so since it came out, maybe not even, but definitely go on Steam tonight, check out the trailer for it. I saw the trailer, and I just immediately bought it. I was like, wow, I didn't even read the reviews. I'm like, this looks awesome. I mean, if you made a direct clone of River City Ransom, it'd still be awesome.
Yeah.
So, yeah, check it out.
Nice. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And this is very faithful, it feels like.
Nothing beats side scrollers, man.
True. Yeah.
Old school beat 'em up games. Like, sometimes you just need those. Now.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Streets of Rage, man. Ah, love that game. It's an oldie and a goodie. Oh, man. So let's jump into it. We got a couple of things to break down and review for you guys. So we're going to start things off with the weekend box office. No surprise, Avengers Infinity War is still the champ, bringing in 62 mil over the weekend. They already passed the billion mark internationally. And look, it's already passed a billion internationally. We still have not gotten in the numbers from China yet. So,
Wow. Yeah,
take that into consideration. Like, that's crazy. So, we still got a billion of other people who have not seen this movie yet, and we're going to get ticket numbers from them.
So, one interesting thing to think about, it's making that much money. It's doing just gangbusters.
Yeah.
It leaves on a cliffhanger.
Yeah. Yeah.
Next year, they're going to do this shit again.
Yeah. Wow.
You know, I was thinking about that. Like, you know, this is just part one, really. You know, they didn't list it as that. That was in the original marketing of the movie.
You know, it was Avengers 4, part 1, and part 2. No, it's not.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
it's two different movies. You're like,
yeah, definitely.
But you already, and all the cast is, and all the cast and interviews are like, oh, we're going to film part 2 now. You're like, wait a minute.
You already said it was, yeah. I actually, until this came out,
they filmed it all at once, back to back.
Like,
yeah, I was under the impression they just filmed it all at once.
We still go back and do, but I think
they did a lot of it. Yeah, but
yeah, because I think there's still
the word is that the new name of the next movie is going to be a bit of a spoiler, so that's why they're sitting on it.
Okay,
but.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what that title could be. You know, one of our buddies said that the subtitle is going to be Avengers 4 Endgame.
I don't know if that's as spoilery
as they're trumping it up to be. So who knows?
There's got to be something else.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and wouldn't Endgame be kind of a bad idea to name it? Because then people, I mean, your novice fan is going to think, oh, last one. Don't need to see any more of these.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and then they'll be pissed that it came back. It's right. Like, no, they really never ended it.
Sorry, there are now rumors that,
you know, that's how people can be.
AT&T, Time Warner merger has been shot down.
Yeah, I'm hoping
by our fair president, as it were. So the the Comcast deal was hinging on that. They were going to actually put that bid through for Fox was hinging on that deal. So if that doesn't go through, then Disney's going to own it anyway. So.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, my hope, regardless, is no matter what happens, like, Disney can still get those Marvel properties at least. But yeah, like, I didn't really see the AT&T Time Warner merger going through. Especially with the fact that Disney, I feel like Disney already has an offer on the table that's lucrative and there. I just think it's just bad business moves to be like, hey, we're going to put this on hold because we're waiting to see what happens for this other buyer that could potentially come through. It's just like, that's a big waste of time for Fox if they're trying to get rolling. And I mean, we'll talk more about it when we get the geek news and, down to our special levels. But it's a lot of things going on with Fox right now that's kind of like, they're not waiting. Oh man. So continuing with the box office, we got Life of the Party hitting number 2 with 17.8 and breaking in the Gabby Union film hitting 17.6. So they pretty much hit the same numbers. It was to be expected. I kind of thought A Quiet Place would get another run in the top 3. But this is a solid box office to me.
Life of the Party is going to get all the Melissa McCarthy fans, I'm not really one myself. But,
yeah.
It's going to get all her fans to come out and see it. And Breaking In is just something different. So people are going to go. It's kind of impressive that Breaking In did only about 250,000 less in 1,100 less theaters. So, so it did pretty well, surprisingly.
They did pretty solid, and the budget was $6 million, so, this was definitely a lucrative play for them. So, despite all the logic gaps, the acting was pretty solid in that film. So, we'll talk about that later. Oh, man. So let's move on to some geek news of the week. We got some TV, Netflix, Hulu news. I mean, I'm sure everybody that's listening right now has been, had their ear to the news and have been seeing the slew of cancellations and renewals and pilot drops that have been going on over the past couple of weeks, pilot pickups. So there's been a lot going on, a lot of change up, but, we'll pick up some of the key things that we saw and, talk to you guys about them. So let's start it off with the man, Nathan Fillion, coming back to Philly, coming back to TV. Phil, I was hoping. Coming back to TV, we got a show called The Rookie coming out about LAPD's oldest new recruit. Sounds good. I mean, Nathan Fillion is no stranger to the cop procedural. And this ABC is
Castle
home.
ABC,
so,
I think.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, besides the fact that I left Stan Mechanic, but that's a whole other story.
Castle was ABC.
You could do it. You're right. On her alone. Well, we're gonna hold it.
We'll do a whole podcast on that.
I don't feel as creepy talking about her now. Don't help, all right? I loved Castle. That's always one of my favorite shows. I have all this stuff on DVD. I watch it once in a while. So, I'll be definitely checking it out. Because I love Nathan Fillion to begin with, because he's just hilarious. So with him going into some new kind of cop, what I'm guessing is going to be some kind of drama comedy setup should be pretty good.
Yeah, the tag itself sounds interesting enough. Because, we've had procedurals. We have tons of procedurals on TV right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm a big fan of Law & Order SVU. That is my show. But, like, I feel like every show that comes out is basically trying to compete with Law & Order. And yeah, that's 20-plus years. What was that? 19 seasons?
Six different spinoffs or something like that. Yeah. Just SVU. Itself, so. I mean, it's a juggernaut.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
So it's hard to beat. Definitely hard to beat. So you got to come with something different. And
it's kind of like our generation's MASH.
Yeah, like, pretty much.
You can just throw on any MASH and be like, "Oh, the main spinoff from MASH. I'll watch this after right MASH." Now, and I'll just
didn't quite do so well.
Minutes. It's always good.
We don't talk the same thing. It's kind of like Caddyshack 2. We don't talk about it.
After MASH, yeah. We don't talk, yeah, we don't talk about that in this house. No, we don't talk about that.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, but, I'm looking forward to this one. So, I can't wait till we get a trailer for it, you know, like a preview or whatever.
Where he was actually in the full Firefly outfit, and he was on the deck of the Serenity. It's supposed to be some movie set or something, and some woman and her daughter go on the set, and they're arguing, and it's, you know.
Nice.
In the full gear. I saw the quick clip. It was pretty funny. It's not a show I would normally watch, but the clip was pretty funny.
That's awesome. Yeah, and I know he's been he was on Modern Family for a little bit, so yeah, he's still making his rounds, man. You know, is he still on
what
was the show? The Alan Tudyk show. He's still on that. Him and Alan Tudyk are still doing that. Con Man.
They're on like a fake. Basically, they're on a fake Serenity.
Yeah, yeah.
The show is about them going to all the comic cons and stuff. It's mainly based on Alan Tudyk's character. It's very funny.
Oh.
Oh. It's right. So the guest stars they get.
Yeah. I haven't, but I've heard good things. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah, they get some solid guest stars like from all of Sci-Fi Kingdom, so it's pretty good. I love it. Yeah. All right, so let's talk about some of these cancellations, renewals, and revivals, and new shows that have been happening on TV. Primarily, Fox has been in the news heavy, but we'll talk about some of the shows that got, you know, picked up and not picked up. So, you know, we've been talking about that Bad Boys spinoff and, you know, hopefully a Bad Boys 4 that's supposed to be being made. But come to find out, the Bad Boys spinoff was not picked up by NBC. So it is no longer in play anymore. So that is off the table. Supposed to be a series focused on Gabrielle Union's character in the Bad Boys franchise. And she was Marcus's sister. She worked for the DEA. So I mean, that would have been a fun procedural, definitely. Like watching high octane action focused on the DEA. It's been a while since we had a show that I think that focused on that section of law enforcement. So that would have been interesting to see. And Jessica Alba was supposed to be in that. Professor was telling me that. Yeah. Yeah. So that would have been fun, and it'd have been we talk about like the diversity in film and media, and you know, a female led procedural, especially after it's been years since it's been on, but Rizzoli and Isles was on TV. That was a pretty good show when it was on. So having this show back on would have been cool, but didn't get picked up. And I've heard Will Smith on his social media talking about how they're still moving forward with Bad Boys. It's supposed to be Bad Boys for Life. So I don't know, man. It's been too many years, and it's like everything's been in production limbo. So it's just like I don't really even know if people even want this story anymore. If they even want to revisit this world. So it's kind of sad, but I mean, it is what it is. So
They should have not slowed down that series.
Yeah, yeah, you know, you're definitely right.
They should have kept striking while it was hot.
Yeah.
I mean, look at Fast and Furious. They just, I mean, it's just a given that they're making one of those movies at all times right now.
Yeah, true.
And, you know, the people love them. They just eat it up.
Yep.
And it's kind of the same thing with, you know, that high action, you know, super cool movie like Bad Boys was. Plus, you had two pretty funny guys, which always, you know, cut some of the tension out. I mean,
yeah,
they should have kept them going.
Yeah. Bad Boys definitely has some great quotes. Some good one-liners. Oh, man. So what's next on the list? We got... All right. So Fox has been going through a slew of different issues with their television shows. They've canceled a whole bunch of stuff. Stuff that we already knew was getting canceled. Some stuff that we didn't know was getting canceled. One of them was Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Brooklyn Nine-Nine got canceled. Been on how many seasons? I'm not sure how many seasons, but it's been on for a while.
Enough to be surprising.
Yeah. Fans love it. So everybody was shocked. Shocked enough to take on social media and try to save the show. And they saved the show when it gets picked up on NBC, which is not really surprising because the main star is Andy Samberg. And is he still currently on Saturday Night Live?
No.
No? No,
he hasn't been on since he started Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh, wow.
It's been a while. But I mean, he already has worked with this company before.
Yeah, yeah.
You're right. It's not surprising.
Yeah.
It was very surprising that Fox at least didn't say, let's give him a farewell season. Let's make a little more money. Because there's money on the table still to be made. It wouldn't have been the most lucrative thing if in fact their ratings are falling off. But kind of that really surprised me, made me scratch my head about what's going on over at Fox.
Yeah, yeah. Like, a lot of these cancellations have definitely been appearing to be out of the blues, completely surprising. We were losing a lot of shows, we're getting some revivals and stuff. But I mean, it's wild. It's pretty wild.
Like, it's a Lethal Weapon. That just fired the guy who was playing Riggs, and they're bringing in Sean.
What is that? Yeah, Lethal Weapon. Yeah, look, I watched the first couple episodes of this show, and I really liked it. One, because they took time and they spent more time with the Riggs character. Like, we got more backstory, and we get to see, like, Riggs was always that, like, guy that was, like, flying off the handle, like, he was just crazy. But we never really understood why he was so reckless. And, like, the Lethal Weapon series has given us an opportunity to step inside Riggs' mind. Like, this man he's lost a lot. So it's, like, for him to be where he is, it's, like, it's understandable. Yeah. So it's, like, to lose a character like that, that's crazy. And then you're bringing it, so what they're doing is they're not replacing the Riggs. They're not replacing the actor to play Riggs. They're replacing Riggs entirely. So now you're talking about Lethal Weapon.
I mean, look,
with
the idea of
Murtaugh
the show
and no me, Riggs,
and I've never
which
watched,
is
so
like
I don't know if it's any good.
What?
But the idea of the show when it first came out that it was going to be Damon Wayans playing Murtaugh, I was kind of like, I don't know about this one. So.
Yo, surprise! Yo, they're killing it right now. Their chemistry is pretty on point. And it's like, it works as a reboot. It works as a reboot. You know what I'm saying? If you don't look at it like, if you compare it to the original, it's always going to fall short. The original was just gold. You know what I'm saying? Just watching Danny Glover and Mel Gibson kind of bounce off of each other is kind of like some of my favorite moments in cinema. But Damon Wayans and the guy that they have playing Riggs now, like they really had some good chemistry.
Sean
so Wayne's it was just kind of surprising to hear that news
Sean,
that they let
Sean
that
Wayne's
guy go. Brought in what's his
just
name? Guy from American
just
Pie.
Just call him Stifler. That's all anybody's ever gonna call
John
him.
William Scott. And it's like Sean William Scott. Yeah, yeah. And it's just like I don't know. It's like and I've enjoyed the American Pie franchise.
Usually,
Stifler
is
not my favorite character, so you know
he's almost supposed to be the villain.
Really?
Well, I mean, he's usually the guy who's just messing with everyone else.
He's the one who always screws everything up and like makes things worse.
He was the troll. He was trolling before it was cool.
Yeah. So I thought I heard something about this Lethal Weapon series, and there might be a little more to him leaving. Apparently,
I was hearing that too.
The guy that's leaving was somewhat of a problem on the set. And they weren't sure if they wanted to keep him around.
I'd heard the same thing. They were talking about just ending the whole show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
So I almost wonder if, they'll give it a maybe they'll give it a shot. If Sean William Scott works, then great. They'll just keep it going. And if he doesn't work, they still have the old guy in their back pocket. They didn't kill him off, and maybe that's enough to give him his little slap on the wrist, and he won't be a jerk anymore.
That's the hope. Oh man. So let's dive in. What else? So keeping it in the same Fox vein, Lucifer just got dropped. They canceled Lucifer after 3 seasons. At a point where I thought that the show itself was really picking up. I think it was finally getting to a place where introducing more supernatural. It was becoming more fun of a play on procedural show. So to hear that got canceled, a lot of fans are upset because it's not like it didn't get canceled because it had low ratings. It just got canceled because that's what they decided to do. But apparently the ratings were really good and they just wanted to drop it. So I don't know. I mean, fans are trying to get this back on TV the same way that they did Brooklyn Nine-Nine, but Here's my thoughts on it. My thoughts are that since Lucifer is a DC Vertigo franchise, it would probably be best for them to revive it on the DC streaming service. Like, to be honest, like this streaming service is still coming. It's coming regardless whether or not people really want it or not. And they're going to need some reason to get subscribers. And getting DC property shows and featuring them on the streaming service, like I appreciate the animated Constantine series, but it's not long enough. I need more. So it's like if you bring Constantine back and bring him to the DC streaming service, you got me as a subscriber. I mean, seriously, But right now they have Titans. They're doing Titans. They're doing Young Justice season 3, which we'll talk about a little later, and Swamp Thing, and I think they're doing Doom Patrol. So there's a couple of the more obscure DC franchises that are coming to the streaming service, but it's an opportunity to see these characters that I know that there's a solid fan base and people do want to see these characters. Cause I mean, if you're talking about Swamp Thing, if you bring in Constantine, you're talking about something leading up to maybe like a Justice League Dark. We've been waiting for a movie. That's not, that doesn't seem to be happening. We may possibly get it on the streaming service.
I always thought that that Constantine, Swamp Thing, Justice League Dark, all of it would be best served by a streaming service where you can make a great episodic, like Stranger Things type of episodic show. Where it's not a 25-minute show. It's not an hour show with a bunch of commercials. It's solid chunks of story just coming at you. And
well, look what it did for the Marvel shows on Netflix.
With this DC streaming service, that would fantastic. Be fantastic.
I know people didn't like Iron Fist and Defenders as much, but they're still good. Ultimately, we should watch them. But like the Daredevil shows are ridiculous. Punisher was ridiculous.
Right.
The best. Yeah. Worst Iron Fist show is still heads above some crappy thing on network television. I mean, it's only bad. The Iron Fist series was only bad because right. It was compared to such great,
I still enjoy
other
it.
Shows that came before it, like Daredevil and Punisher. It's still a good
What's
show.
Most
like,
disappointing to me about it.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little slow, but it's still
it's
fun.
It's going to be Guillermo del Toro.
Right, yeah.
I can only imagine what that insane individual's brain could have done with Justice League Dark and the demons and things he would have
How
created.
How dark it would have been.
Because everything he does is just so cool when he creates the character. Hellboy, Pan's Labyrinth, and all those movies. Just the stuff that he created. That's why I was really disappointed when he left the Hobbit series, too, for the movies. Because as much as I do like Peter Jackson, a Del Toro set of Hobbit movies would have been just unreal.
Yeah, me too. Oh,
yes.
It would have been a lot different, and that is a whole podcast in and of itself.
Yeah, true.
I could get into what was wrong with The Hobbit and what was right. There's a few things that were right,
probably
but
good.
What was wrong with The Hobbit? We could put that on a subscription service. Listen to The Wanderer in the middle of nowhere in the north woods of America tell you why
TV
this movie
stuff
was bad.
I don't know if they've been planning this for a while, but so next season of Gotham is going to be the final season. So I don't know if they had planned that or if they're just kind of like, let's get out while the getting's good since Fox is cleaning house.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So now we're going to see, you know, hopefully an adult and not whiny little Bruce Wayne end up as... Yeah, you can tell, Jay, I'm not a big fan of the show. Actually, don the cape and cowl at the end of the show, like they're talking about how it's going to go out that way. Although the way they're going, I'm sure the season will start with somebody donning the cape and cowl and go that way instead of ending it the way they should.
Yeah.
But
I'm not really a big fan of these shows of comic book, my comic book material, the things I love like this, being on network television. Network television has a really good track record for messing stuff up. You know, they never get it right. They don't give it the love that
I like
deserves.
Most
they're
of the WB
to hit
stuff.
Too many demographics.
The CW
it just never
stuff.
Winds up how you want it.
Well, I guess WB for Warner Brothers still technically counts. I love The Flash. The Flash, the first season started really
right.
But once you got about halfway through the first season and then into the second and third season, the show got really, really good.
So you're saying
we can edit that out. Don't worry, we can edit that out.
That out.
I'm gonna ignore that you just said that and move on.
Is that what you're saying, Andy?
It got a little repetitive sometimes as far as the villains go because there was like a new speedster villain every
stories
were still good. The acting on the show is actually very good. Greg Gustin is fantastic.
Right.
It should have been the movie Flash. He would have been much better than Ezra Miller. Arrow is good. I very much enjoy Arrow, although it's basically Batman with bow and arrow. When it ultimately comes right down to it, but it's still a well done show.
It really is.
I heard it was you know, I Arrow I have been dodging.
It did a little bit maybe in the second season
only
so, but
because
I think it's picked
I heard
up a lot
so
in the last couple
the
of
beginning
seasons.
And
I think
it's
actually
off.
Been really good. Yeah. Legends I enjoy.
Yeah,
it's
I think they realized, like, hey,
like
we got to get back to basics.
Although next season
is going to
have Constantine as a full-time cast member, so I'm all in. Supergirl, I'm not even going to get into Supergirl. Like episode two, it's just, unless it had
he hasn't watched Supergirl since what episode two?
Because it's just not to me. It's not very well. It's too much. They push too hard the fact that it's a female superhero down your throat. And it's like, she's Kryptonian. We know she's an alien. She's like Superman. She's invincible. Stop telling us we don't think she can do it because she's a girl. That's just stupid. And it's to me, it's lazy writing. But that was a big theme in the first season. Like her sister. So
that's,
I don't know
that
if you watched
stupid.
It at all, but there's her adopted, her adoptive, I guess you would call it, because she's technically the one who was adopted. but her sister works for, you know, a secret government agency, and they bring in Kara as Supergirl, and they send her off to fight these things, and they worry that Kara's going to get hurt, and it, you literally hear her say at one point in one of the shows, you don't think she can do it because she's a girl. And I'm screaming at my television, she's an invincible alien. I'm pretty sure she can do whatever they want her to do. You know, it just... That's what I'm saying.
You know, that would really bother me, too, because she's the same species as Superman.
Yeah.
Let's get really geeky here. She absorbs the same power from the sun.
Right.
She comes to the same planet.
Like,
with the same
I like
godlike
her
abilities.
As an actress. I think she's pretty good as Supergirl. I love her in the crossovers and stuff. I just don't like Supergirl TV show. I don't like the way it's written.
Yeah. I mean, that first and second season was like pretty rough to get through for me as well. But it's what I think that, or at least that first season, those first couple episodes were rough to get through. But like once you get into the story, like now they're just really in it, and there's challenges that she's facing right now. I think the problem that I have is a Kryptonian problem. Like I have a problem with Kryptonians in general. Like just because there's like a higher, you know, like holier than thou, like high and mighty type of complex that they have at certain points in their careers that make them do things that are ridiculous to me. So it's like, if anything, it's just, I wish you would challenge that Kryptonian aspect of it, but they don't really do that. But as far as like how rough it was to get through that first season, I think it's rewarding though still. Like once you get past that, there's times where she pisses you off and she wins you back. But as an actress, she definitely does hold that role down well. Her sister got a little annoying in the first season and a little bit in the second season when she got a girl. But other than that, it was just like now she's like, I really like her as a character. So it takes these characters a little while to get used to. I mean, Flash, I personally felt like hit it out the gate, like hit it out the park as soon as they exited the gate. Like Arrow took a little while. Flash was like kind of on it. I feel like, yeah, there may have been a little curve in the first season. But yeah, I'm just used to this kind of like method when it comes to how the story goes. So yeah, but
does Supergirl have a giant robotic spiders?
There is no giant spider.
You know, I think they really missed the boat there.
Really good Easter egg right there.
Yes. Yeah, for you Kevin Smith fans, and I know the professor is one.
Oh, it's amazing.
One of the best stories I've ever listened to somebody tell in my entire life.
He's just that
because you knew you by its absurdness that it was all true.
But the only other one
you can picture the disgust.
Well, I mean, look, Black Lightning's gone through season one, so it looks like it's going to, you know, continue on and make it through. But the only one, yeah, it kind of was. First couple episodes,
gonna,
sure I was allowed to be watching.
I think they picked that up, yeah. And that was rough at parts.
look. All right,
Andy.
Years ago by the boss and our boy Abyss. For all things that I was given my card, it was all good. The only other one that survived really more than two or three seasons
to the
was Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was another one where the first season was kind of rough. But if you can get past the first season, get into the second, third, fourth, it really got a lot better. You know, and that's now been picked up for season six.
Yeah.
So, you know, network does work. You know, it's interesting that CW has four of those shows that I just mentioned. So,
yeah.
It's really the only one where it has worked. And I think part of why it works is because they do those crossovers every year to kind of, you know, keep the interest going with all the different shows. Because if somebody's only watching Arrow and all of a sudden you see the crossover, you're like, hey, wait a minute. I've never seen that character before. And you kind of start watching the other shows. But for the most part, you're right. Every other network kind of superhero attempt they made hasn't worked. You know, Constantine only got one season.
Yeah, yeah.
What was it? It was, because I liked it. Damage.
Yep.
Which was surprising.
Damage Control, is that what it was?
I think,
the Marvel one?
Yeah. Yeah.
That didn't get picked up. I think it
Damage
had,
Control?
No, you're right. That
was it? Is
up.
It?
There was another one with
Alan Tudyk. Yeah. That didn't even get
that
picked
didn't
up,
get picked
did
up.
It?
That was a DC one, but I forget the name of that one. That was the one I was thinking of. It wasn't Damage Control.
That was DC. That was DC.
It was a weird one. Yeah. Was it?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, it was something else.
Was
it was something else. I can't remember what it was called, but it was.
Yeah, because none of
but
them
it was like it was
that.
Basically
so it
Damage Control in the DC universe. Powerless. That's what it was. Yeah, and the guy was, what was his name? He was something Wayne. He was Bruce Wayne's cousin or something.
Really?
Yeah, yo, it was I was only going to tune in for Tudyk. That was it.
Man, but, Bruce Wayne's cousin.
Yeah, he was like Tim Wayne. I think it was Tim Wayne or something. I don't know.
But that
Tim Wayne. It sounds like a jobber wrestler from the 1980s.
Tim Wayne and Barry
Who's
Hart
have to
wrestling the
go
Road Warriors.
30 seconds with the Ultimate Warrior. Tim Wayne from, yeah. Yeah, yeah, Tim Wayne from Fort Wayne, Indiana.
But,
weighing in at 200,
I do like, though,
230 gooey pounds.
The CW shows do those little references, like the one crossover with
Brown.
And he's standing there with Melissa Benoist, and she walks away, and he's like, she really looks like my cousin.
Yeah.
It was funny, though. No, it's pretty. I like it when they do those little things. So.
Yeah. Ba-dum-ts.
Not bad. Not bad.
Yeah. Yep. But so Gotham's supposed to go for another season, and they are saying that he's going to be donning the cowl. I don't think they're going to do it when he starts. I think they're going to end the series with him donning the cowl. And that's what they said when they started the show, too. So it just kind of makes sense. I definitely would need a time jump, because as much as I love the kid, I don't think that seeing him in Batman's costume, it's like, yo, you're not going to fill it out. You know what I'm saying?
How old is he so far in the show?
I like him. I know Professor does not like the whiny.
Oh, no. How old is he?
How old is he?
Yeah.
Oh, he's, what is he like? I want to say he's like 16.
Yeah, it's a little young.
Yeah, like I need a time jump.
I'm wondering if him putting the cowl on is him leaving to train.
I mean, so he's already kind of put on a cowl of sorts.
Okay.
It wasn't the Batman costume that we're familiar with, but you could see he was starting to take those steps. I don't know. They've been playing a lot with the story now, so now I'm starting to lose interest. The way that they did the Joker arc and how they've been handling Ra's al Ghul
I don't know if I can go with you on this one.
One.
But it was about the city, and it was about Gordon, and it was about, you know, some of the bad guys and the characters. And then all of a sudden, they really started pushing a lot more of the focus to the kid. And I just don't think he's a very good actor as far as playing a Bruce Wayne type of character. I think they just let it get a little out of hand. You know, and some of the stuff that they kind of went way overboard as far as creating some of the bad guys. And like, for God's sake, they've changed Ivy 3 times in 3 seasons or 4 seasons. And their explanations have been terrible as to how she's changed her appearance. You know, I mean, she started as a little kid, and like the next season she was a grown woman, and then the next season she's a completely different woman, and you're like, what?
Yeah, right. She was like I would say she was in her teens, at the late teens. When she started, she was like maybe 11. You know what I'm saying? She was younger than Bruce, younger than Selina. Then they fast-tracked her, made her, like, 17, 18, even early 20s, maybe as late. But by the time they finish it, she's like in her mid to late 20s.
There might have been a little bit of that
story arc that had to do with fertilizer of some sort.
I think it did. Didn't it have it's had something? Yeah,
that
there was like
sounds
some
like
weird...
something that would show up on a
like,
TV show.
You know,
that definitely does.
Oh man!
Like instead of
it's like
instead
having
of
the one guy on the show for two or three seasons,
grow,
and all of a sudden
he
becomes Solomon
repository.
Grundy. And you're like, what? Like
oh,
what?
Man.
Butch, yeah.
Butch. Butch, our guy Butch, they find out that his real name is Cyrus Gold.
He's
and,
not,
you know. Then they just start bringing in Grundy, but
right,
now he's not Grundy. He's still Butch.
He's not the
6 foot with Grundy's
you know, six whatever
visage,
muscle bound.
So
Grundy,
he's talking
this,
full
like,
sentences and all
six
that good
foot
stuff.
One chubby guy who's painted gray, and you're like, dude, it's not good. I'm not trying to.
You guys are not selling me on this show right now.
Oh man, you definitely want to check this show out. Oh man, but yeah, so you know we got another season of that. Hopefully it'll do like a time jump. I need that to happen, otherwise I'm just gonna like nah. So we'll see, but as far as that is concerned, there's no, I mean, there's other, like, Wayward Sisters, the Supernatural spinoff, didn't get picked up, which I'm not surprised about. Supernatural's been going for 11 seasons, and Wayward Sisters should have happened at 5. That's when it should have happened. I don't know, like, and this is, the crazy part about this is I'm a big fan of Supernatural. I'm going to continue to watch the series as long as it's on. It got picked up for a 12th season. I'm going to be watching it. So it's like, it's weird for me because I'm like they've exhausted all the story arcs that they could really talk about. I feel like once you hit the apocalypse, like what do you do from there? You know what I'm saying? So this show is still going on. They're still stretching it. They're introducing alternate realities, which is pretty cool. But it really is getting exhausting now. So I'm not really surprised that Wayward Sisters didn't get picked up. They introduced an alternate reality in which there are other beasts that they have to tangle with. That would have been an interesting idea had they introduced it at maybe season 5 or season 6. But since they didn't do it, it's exhausted. I don't think anybody's gonna they're not gonna pick it up because that's not what CW's big. You know, big ratings powerhouses are the DC shows. You know what I'm saying? Supernatural's been bringing in solid ratings. I don't think there's been any change. They have a solid fan base, but it's just like I'm sure they didn't pick it up because they didn't want the congestion. So, you know, I'm not really surprised at that. The originals, the vampire show that's on CW, that has a pretty intense cult following. You know, people from Vampire Diaries moved on to Originals, and now Originals is getting a spinoff, which makes sense because there's still a lot of that story that still needs to be fleshed out. Doesn't feel like as exhausted as Supernatural, so I'm not surprised that they're continuing that story. But yeah, man, I mean, there's been a lot of changes going on, like stuff picked up, stuff coming back, stuff renewed. They're reviving shows. It's just I don't know. I mean. I feel the fatigue in TV land, so it's definitely showing. But I'm glad some of the gems are lasting. I really want to see where Is the Shield goes next season. But yeah, I'm just not.
Does Coulson survive or not?
Yeah,
I think that he does. I can't imagine they'll do another season without him. But you never know. You know.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they'll bring them back. I think they're about to I don't know. I feel like they're about to just warm our geeky hearts by blending all of the storylines, and Coulson staying alive is key to whatever they're going to do that's going to link to Captain Marvel or an Avengers 4. Like, the references to Thanos was a nice touch. I appreciated that, and that made me really enjoy the show, that at least that episode, a lot more. Because it's like, yes, even though all this stuff is still going on, there's still that main story arc that's in the MCU that's going on right now. And it still has
away
ripples in the other Marvel products, which is awesome. So
it's not really that much of a spoiler at this point. The movie's been out for 3 weeks. Yeah. Yeah.
And the memes have been relentless.
Yeah. And we have literally talked.
Will we see people fade into
on this podcast? Numerous episodes.
This is a three-story arc.
I kind of hope we do. You know, but I don't know yet. I want to see that tie-in. I want to see that have some kind of effect on the actual TV show.
I do too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it literally has to, it literally doesn't have to do anything with the series itself, but just make it happen, and I'm good. So, yeah. All right, so.
It's little things like that, Nate. That's really what the fans are looking for.
Yeah, you know, definitely.
Without those tiny little Easter egg-y things, man, it can separate a good show from a great show.
Yeah, true. All right, so next up, we're going to round out the TV, Netflix, Hulu section with a new image of Young Justice Season 3, Outsiders revealed. I'm looking at this image. It's what to be expected. It's a new team. I'm just glad it's coming back. I really like the series. The first season was good. The second season was phenomenal. And they can only go higher for me, in my opinion. But it's going to be only on DC Universe, so I'm going to have to get a subscription for that, or find some other means.
Four people in this image, as far as characters, I mean, obviously it's in the front right. That's what Metamorpho, I think, is the guy's name behind him, something like that. On the far left is Katana. She was in Suicide Squad, and I'm guessing that's Vixen in the middle.
Yeah. Well, here's my theory is that this character is Lightning. So if you've been watching Black Lightning, you know, like, one of his daughters has lightning based powers as well. And her code name is Lightning. So I think she may show up in because basically the title itself is called Outsiders. Outsiders is an arc in the comics, a team that was led by Black Lightning. Black Lightning and Batman kind of like founded this team and got the characters involved in it. And so I'm thinking that this may be Lightning. But some familiar faces are there. You see in the back, you see Connor Kent, Superboy, on the back right, and then you see Nightwing in the front right. Metamorpho, yeah, he's there. Katana's there. It looks like Tigress is there. In the back left, she was Artemis. She was Artemis in the first two seasons, but now I think she's like fully using her Tigress codename. Now in the middle is supposed to be Black Lightning. That's at least Black Lightning's suit. But I'm not sure if it's Black Lightning because they introduced Virgil Hawkins in season 2. So Static Shock was introduced in season 2 and he was being trained by Black Lightning at that time. So what I'm thinking is that this is Virgil Hawkins taking on the Black Lightning mantle for the Justice League. So I mean, it could still just be Black Lightning, so I don't know. But they had him bald in season 2. He was bald and clean shaven in season 2, and Virgil had the dreads. But it looks like he kind of has the dreads Black now. Lightning's so I don't know. It might be Virgil, but we'll see. Lightning. We'll see. But yeah, I'm
okay. She really didn't no love whatsoever.
Just Lightning. Yep.
Man, she got no respect.
No respect.
Man.
So it's the fun part about it is like they're the she's normally with her sister and they're like a duo. So she's Lightning and her sister's Thunder. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, there it is. The family that, you know, vigilantes together stays together.
who's the bug in the middle?
I'm not sure who that character's supposed to be. I think there's a, I want to say that there's an alien character in DC that I heard from somebody. I heard somebody saying their theories on who that character is.
Oh, dude, that's Silky.
You think it's Silky? What?
Nobody here watches Teen Titans Go.
Wow.
Nobody's got kids?
No.
Nobody's got kids? Come on.
No, that's not Silky.
Well, I don't know. You could have kidnapped some since I saw you last.
Oh, man. The randomness that's in that show, though.
That's why it's funny. God. My son and I just crack up watching that show. It's not supposed to be serious.
It's supposed to be, and
it's got a movie coming out in July in theaters.
And I'm not going to front. I kind of want to see the movie.
Oh, I can't wait. A lot of these kids' movies come out, and that's true. I have a 7-year-old, an adorable 7-year-old excuse to go to these movies.
I literally have no shame.
Yep.
So,
you know, I wanted to see Captain Underpants in the theaters, but didn't want to be the weird guy seeing the Underpants kid movie. But with my son, we went and laughed.
I just sat back right there. I just
but yeah, the
Teen
Titans
chest.
Go. I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be a good time.
Man. I mean, Oh man! Speaking of Super, so on Teen Titans Go, Superman, you know the voice is supposed to be Nicolas Cage. So
is it? So hold on, is he showing up in the movie? Because one of the sort of side jokes is that full grown superheroes never actually show up, except Batman and Commissioner Gordon. And whenever they do show up, they're always giggling, like they're high, like in the corner somewhere. Otherwise, superheroes do not show up. They're all kids.
Nah, they're gonna have all the Justice League characters are gonna be in this. They're gonna be in this movie.
And they got Nick Cage to be.
They
Superman.
Got Nick Cage to be Superman. They got Jimmy Kimmel's supposed to be.
I'll
Batman.
Leave those reviews to you too.
So
this is gonna be crazy.
This is gonna be crazy.
Yeah. They went to Nick Cage and said, okay, not only do we want you to be Superman, which is kind of a dream part for you, but we want you to do it so over the top.
He was supposed to be Tim Burton's Superman.
That only you can do, Nick.
Because he was supposed to be, wasn't he supposed to be Superman?
Oh my God.
At one point? Yeah.
And it's not pretty. Google that.
Plastic suit.
Google that. He had this long black hair.
No.
The suit glowed in the dark or something.
He did not fill that suit in very well. I mean, he is a little dude. And no, wasn't. You gotta Google that.
Oh, I'm going to have to check that out.
Google it right now. I'm not even kidding. I know you're at a computer.
Just quick Google it, and then you'll feel
at one with the universe.
Oh, man. I'm going to have to do it during the break.
Yeah, it is bad. It's giant metal robotic spider bad.
Oh, man. So let's jump into some game news. This is like some game/TV news. So we got the Witcher Netflix series. Has a couple of these Marvel writers slated on as on the writers team. So you got
that's a big deal.
Yeah, that's a big deal. So we're gonna get some solid story from the Witcher series, which I'm hoping it's gonna be good. It's gonna be good. I have high hopes. So I'm definitely interested to see. I want some set shots. Like I can't wait to see what's going on, man.
It's a video game that already had a powerful story, a good story that was actually based on actual good books that people enjoy. I mean, you bring in some good writers and this thing might be Netflix's newest Stranger Things phenomenon. I mean, it could be huge.
Yeah. And the best news in all of this is that the author of The Witcher books is still going to be a part of it as an executive producer
slash showrunner.
So yeah, that's good news.
Always good when the original creator can have a lot of feedback.
Oh man. So what else is going on in games? We got a new list of Final Fantasy 15 episodes that are supposed to be released later this year. I think it's like December 2018, January 2019, possibly. But it's like four new episodes that's supposed to like really wrap up the story and give like a happy ending, I guess, that fans were really looking forward to. So, you know, there's a couple images that have been released. It looks like Arden, the main, I think his name was Arden, the main villain or the quote unquote villain. It was complicated in the story. He's supposed to be like getting redeemed. There's more history that we're getting from him. So hopefully we'll get to see him be kind of fleshed out and understand his motives for being the main antagonist. But I don't know. I mean, these I love Final Fantasy 15. I had never, and this was the thing, I had always watched people play Final Fantasy. I never played it myself.
Yeah,
like it was one of those games that I could sit and watch people play it for hours. But I never got into it. 15 came out, and they were marketing it as, even if you never played the series before, you'll love this game. Give it a shot. I was like, all right, I'll give it a shot. Played it, and dude, I mean, I loved it. I mean, I think I had conversations with you, Professor, about this. I stayed up like a straight 24-hour gameplay session playing this game.
Well, like, it was crazy. The beautiful thing about Final Fantasy games is that they are not connected.
Like
the Far Cry series. I don't know if you guys ever got into Far Cry. Every game is its own game. And by the way, if you haven't gotten into Far Cry, I don't know what you guys are waiting for. Buy yourself Far Cry 5. It's amazing.
That's all I've been hearing, man.
Far Cry 5 might be the best first-person shooter I've ever played.
Oh, wow.
It's up there with Half-Life 2.
Oh, okay.
It's just dynamite. And literally, and you can throw dynamite. But it's got just a fantastic villain. I mean, this villain was like made for movies. I can't say enough good about it. Buy it tonight, download it, take the day off tomorrow, play it all day. You'll thank me. You'll thank
Wanderer's Orders.
Yep, you'll thank me for the next week. Like, oh man, you were so right. It's so awesome. And you get to fight crazy fundamentalist Christian cult members. It doesn't get any better than that. Nobody likes it. Buy a game where you get to kill them. But anyway, sorry, got off on a tangent. Final Fantasy, I have played every Final Fantasy up to 15. I haven't played 15 yet. I was waiting for it to go on sale on Steam. But I have played and beaten,
I know I played seven, 11, I played 8, and I played games, 10.
Played
I do remember when
all of
Tyrone Biggums over there was on
huge
his binge going through it as well.
Let me tell you something you don't know about me, Joe Rogan.
Yeah, I haven't played any of them since. I never sat down to go through one. I should.
Yeah. Yeah. I love those.
All right. Six.
Okay. I know I played
the original
ones.
When it was
Nintendo,
and I played
go pick up six.
Three, I think, with maybe Super Nintendo.
Telling you.
Oh, okay.
Three is six. There's a weird numbering between the United States and Japan. So R3 was Japan 6. Yeah. 6 is probably the best one. That's the one with like...
I do remember that was part of the reason why I got into the
8-bit theater
webcomic.
That all
that was always
things.
Very funny.
Yeah.
But I haven't played a Final Fantasy game in a long time.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
That would be funny. That would be very funny.
Now there's a comic that needs to be turned into a video game.
I don't know if they'd be able to.
It would be great.
You know,
it would be fantastic. I'm surprised somebody hasn't done it and put it on Steam.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe.
Well, you'd think that. Yeah, but pay them people some money.
Let them make the game.
They made that really funny webcomic. Give them some money.
It'd be a much better world, that's for sure.
Why can't people just do what I say?
Life would be so much simpler.
It'd be so much easier. Like, hey, these guys made something funny. You have money and you make video games. Give them money and make that thing, and then people will buy it, and you'll all make money. It's really simple.
No, we don't want to make that money.
I am so happy about this.
So let's move into some movies. Yes. We got big news for Bill and Ted fans.
Excellent. I cannot
3
wait.
Is happening. It's official.
That's you have to look.
This is going to be crazy, man.
He doesn't take himself seriously in any stretch of the imagination.
Oh, man.
And the fact that he's willing to go from the kind of,
yeah,
you do,
essentially, let's be honest, action star that he is now, which wouldn't guess that, to be able to turn back around and play Ted Theodore Logan again is amazing.
Right.
That he's just willing to be like, yeah, okay, I'll do that.
Keanu,
I would agree.
Yeah, all right, cool. Keanu Reeves might be one of my favorite celebrities.
Yeah.
Because of what a good down-to-earth person he is.
Yep.
You read stuff about how he doesn't give a shit about money, it seems. He's just like, you know, he just doesn't care.
Yeah.
He's had a rough life. He's had a lot of really horrible things happen to him.
Exactly.
But he's just very easygoing and cool and friendly. It's
gotta respect that resilience, man.
You do. And that he's just like, yeah, let's do
Alex,
this. The fans would
Alex
love it.
Winters, I think
I'll
his
make
name
a
is.
A bunch of money.
He's actually written like
poor,
a lot.
What's his name?
A lot of
job
stuff.
Again. It'll be great.
he's still been
Alex.
Working.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Like, he's never been. I don't think he's been acting in anything.
That's. I mean, that's awesome because he was fantastic in the '80s. He was just a lot of fun.
Of course, before Bill and Ted.
And, yeah, I'm really excited for it too. It should be fun.
Yeah, man.
Yes.
Bill and Ted Face the Music is the name of the
Yes.
Oh, man.
So,
you know,
nice.
And you know that they're going to do something cool in memory
what
of
I was
Rufus. And I can't wait to see that because George Carlin
is
one of my heroes. I mean, I just loved everything
movie.
He did.
Yes. I don't know. I don't know if they said.
Now, depending on who they get, that could be awesome. You know, like, I want somebody with that same, how can I put it, smart-ass attitude.
Well,
but at the same time, being super
I know they're
chill,
bringing William
Rufus,
Sadler back to
you know,
play Death again.
Letting everything
kind of
go.
So that'll be awesome
and,
to have him in there. I'm sure they're going to go reaching for a bunch of the old characters to bring back in if they cast.
Oh, sweet.
So, nice. I'm looking forward to it. Oh, Station.
What were those two little aliens?
Yes, there was the evil
Station.
Bill and Ted robots
yes.
that turned
Station,
into,
and then the, weren't there two robots
Station
too?
Made good Bill and Ted robots.
Made up the band. Because wasn't that the band? It
and
was
the,
Bill
and
Ted.
The girlfriends were in there too. Yeah,
and
yeah,
then
yeah, yeah,
Death,
yeah. They were playing keyboards
Station,
and drums, I think.
And the two robots. Oh, weren't there girlfriends in there too?
Oh,
yeah,
completely.
Keyboard.
Yeah,
they played keyboard.
No
which, by the way, that was completely for Winston.
Oh, I can't
McCarty.
Wait.
But yeah, it's gonna be. It should be a lot of fun, especially if they give it
as
silliness to it.
As long as he's
like, hey guys,
the two
look,
of them
we know
are the same characters
the
again, and
movie.
They're not like too much the adult.
Let's all just have fun.
Kind of, they're still adults, but they're still the two characters. I'll be content with that. I've got John Wick 3 to see him being serious. I need
they,
to see.
They have to still be doofuses.
I need to see Ted Theodore.
They still have
Logan
to be doofuses. I agree.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh man. Dude. All right, let's dive into some trailers. let's dive into some trailers. I think we got two of them out today. Yeah. So we got Death of Superman and Predator.
I think it might Predator be considered its own standalone reboot. Kind of thing. So it might be kind of a reboot kind of thing.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's. I think they're just redoing the whole story, like scrapping right. everything else. Maybe there'll be a reference to the original Predator. Maybe, you know, they're doing like an Aliens type thing. Hey, like, forget mm-hmm. everything else. We're just starting, continuing the story off from the first one. So, but yeah, that looks pretty good. Like, I mean, I'm liking the suit. I mean, I don't know a lot of the faces in there except for Sterling K. Brown.
Right.
And yeah, I know him primarily because he's on This Is Us and he was on Black Panther. So
I'm hoping there's a little bit more explanation to the teaser than the kid opening a box and there's alien tech in it that he starts playing with randomly, which is kind of bizarre. But I'm looking forward to it. I always liked the first Predator movies. Even the last one wasn't right. bad. It wasn't good, but it wasn't bad either. Predators when they were on the planet. Yeah. And it was Adrian Brody, Lawrence Fishburne. It wasn't terrible. It wasn't great, but it wasn't terrible.
Oh, when they were on the planet? Yeah. I'm trying to think, is there anything else that I noticed in the trailer? I don't know. I mean, I'm just glad we're getting the Predator of the 80s was fun. But it's nice to see that we're going to get some modern day tech, modern day CGI, and see how this character does in this new environment. So that'll be cool. Yeah. And the second trailer we got is The Death of Superman animated in the DC animated universe storyline, you know, if you want to look at it like that. So The Death of Superman is being done. It's basically going to be an homage to the original comic. We're not losing any beats.
I believe so that's what
part
it was called,
one. Yes. And then we're going to get part two, which is Rise of the Superman. Is that what it was? Yeah. And the trailer looks bananas. Everybody's returning as far as voice actors are concerned. I'm glad they switched the Green Lantern voice back to Nathan Fillion. Just works for me. But Rosario Dawson's returning as Wonder Woman. Matt Lanter is returning as Aquaman. All the original voices, Superman, Batman. Lois Lane actually is going to be Rebecca Romijn, though. She's coming on new as Lois Lane. So that's going to be interesting because who's the guy that's doing the voice of Superman again? What's his name? Jerry O'Connell. Jerry O'Connell's doing the voice of Superman. He's married to Rebecca Romijn, so she's playing Lois Lane, which is his love of interest. So I thought that was kind of interesting. So yeah. So yeah, I mean the trailer looks great. I'm excited, man. So
yeah, I mean it was always one of my favorite comics from when I was a kid, from back in the 90s. I loved how they did it. How they actually did the death part was it's fantastic. I hope they put a lot of the little things in that were in the comic.
Right.
In the comic they talk about how the force of their punches broke like every window within 5 miles. Like when they were finally going at it in front of the Daily Planet building and it was their last stand, they were just rocking each other. And every time there was a punch, the shockwave from their punches was causing damage. Yeah. I mean, it was little things like that that really, you know, hit home as to how epic this battle was. And there's a lot of other little things from the funeral that kind of hit home about how the characters played out. You know, there's a scene in the comic of somebody during the funeral procession, some random thug snatches someone's purse, and he gets like 2 feet before Batman snags him and hangs him upside down. You know, and it's just little things like that.
Yeah,
where you know, they have all this side exposition. I hope they put some of that. I understand they can't put it all in there, but that would really make this movie be a home run for me.
Yeah, they've definitely been hitting it out the park with these animated films, so I would not be surprised if we get get a reimagining of the scenes that we ran straight from the panels.
Yeah. Well, I noticed the front cover with Superman's cape as the tattered flag. That's the same front cover from the comic. I mean, it's, you know, they know what they're doing. I'm hoping that it comes across. The one thing in the original comic, though, that I found interesting when I watch his trailer, it's the Justice League we know and love fighting Doomsday with Superman. It's you know, Wonder Woman, Flash, Green Lantern, and so on. But in the old comic, it was like a third string group by that time. In the 90s, there was a really strange conglomeration of superheroes that were in the Justice League. Superman was leading them. And it was comprised of Guy Gardner, Maxima, Blue Beetle, Booster Gold, Bloodwind, who was actually Martian Manhunter.
No.
Spoiler alert.
No, it wasn't.
you know, it was this. It was not the A-Team.
Right.
Who got their butts handed to them by Doomsday. And I hope that still happens. Not that I don't love the Justice League, but I hope they all get beat up. To show how tough this guy is.
Yeah. You know, and I mean,
Superman's the last chance.
Yeah. And like looking at some of these scenes from the trailers, it looks like that's what it's shaping up to be.
Yep.
I saw a teaser before and Martian Manhunter was in there getting completely owned by Doomsday. And then we get a little glimpse at Green Lantern, you know, literally having his will broken by Doomsday. Wonder Woman being outclassed by Doomsday. Like, it's crazy. Like, and that's the thing. And when you think of, like, as far as fighters on the Justice League, Batman and Wonder Woman are probably, like, the top. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And Wonder Woman has the strength to kind of back that skill as well. And to see her get rocked the way that she does.
Yep.
She normally, in the animated universe, she normally has her hair all tied up and she's more composed. She's doing her warrior thing. She doesn't get shaken normally. But you can see her hair is like wild, and like loose, and her clothes are tattered. Like, she is really getting housed by Doomsday, and it's like, it's crazy, man. Like, the stakes are definitely high. So,
Then I don't remember of another, you know, TV show or movie doing the four Supermen.
Yeah,
You know, there was an old Blizzard video game of the Death and Return of Superman on the SNES.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
But that's, you know, you didn't have Superboy, Man of Steel, Eradicator, and Cyborg, the Cyborg Superman, not, you know, Victor Stone.
Yeah. Right.
I'm really interested to see how this is going to play out.
Yeah. Yeah, this is going to be good. Yeah, man. So to wrap it all up, we got a little bit of news that the Obi-Wan spinoff could be shooting later this year.
Like I said before, so, what are your guys' thoughts on that? To oversaturate.
Want it or
some
no?
Some Star Wars stuff a little bit, maybe too much, which I know is weird to say because I want all the superhero stuff to keep coming out. But I guess part of the difference with superhero stuff is it's all new stuff. A lot of stuff's coming out is all brand new stuff, or it's different stuff. You know, all the Star Wars stuff they're looking at bringing back is really stuff we've kind of already seen most of.
Right.
You know what I mean? And there really hasn't been a huge clamoring for some of this stuff, you know? So, I don't know. Like, I think I'm one of the only ones who looks at the Solo trailer and just isn't really all that interested. So maybe it's just me. I don't know. But I don't really know that we need an Obi-Wan origin movie. I don't know. That's just my feeling.
Is it an origin? Or is it just a story?
I'm starting to think that they're probably leaning more to a story. It's probably going to be between, you know, it's going to be between the originals and the prequels.
Mm-hmm.
I think if they're smart, there's there's some comics that focus on the journals of Obi-Wan. And if they're smart, they'll probably focus on those stories, that time in between mm-hmm. 3 and 4. So, you know, who knows? Because I'd really like to see, like, what Obi-Wan was doing in that time between 3 and 4.
Right. I mean, there's some meat on the bone there.
Right, yeah.
You know, storyline-wise, from episode 3, which I hate to bring it up, but they kind of put that little voiceover thing in there that says, hey, by the way, Qui-Gon Jinn can be a Force ghost now, and he's going to train you to be a master. So
right,
that'll
right.
close that plot hole. Thank you very much. Like, it just... it was really bad to put it in there like
right,
they did.
Right.
But they said it. It's canon. It would be an interesting thing to have Ghost Qui-Gon instructing Obi-Wan and sending him off on some mission while Luke and Leia are still little kids.
Right.
You know, that would be an interesting story. Now, if they have him go after Darth Vader, I'm going to lose my motherfucking mind. Because not that I don't want to see Darth Vader, but, I mean, what's the first thing Vader says in episode 4 when he senses Obi-Wan?
Something I haven't
sensed
felt
in a long time, you know? That's what they alluded to. So, yeah, a long time is subjective, but they better not shoehorn that in.
Yeah, I think I think this is gonna go sans Darth Vader.
I think it would, too. And that's...
Yeah.
Tell you what, they better not cock it up, because... you know, they got lucky with Rogue One.
They really did. And I mean, like, to be honest, I needed Rogue One. I needed that. Because I needed that loophole filled. Like, I needed to understand why you would put such a weakness there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Without there being some intent behind it.
Sometimes you need a tragedy.
Yeah.
And in your greater mythos, you know, in fact, it's not sometimes. You need some tragedy in there.
Yeah.
And that did a fantastic job of establishing that tragedy.
Yeah, yeah. Because I think even though we knew we had never seen any of these characters mm-hmm. in the originals, I think we were still vying for them to live. So,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, we still cared that they died, and it only took, you know, 2 hours.
Yeah.
Amazing how some movies can do that. I mean, isn't that the intention with every movie?
Right.
But yeah, Obi-Wan, it has great opportunity to be good, and it has great opportunity to be a pile. So
true,
we'll go from
true.
There.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Hopefully, we'll be getting some more news as far as casting is concerned. Because I'm anxious to see are they going to recast? Are they going to get Ewan McGregor to come back? And I know if they're gonna have Qui-Gon, like, if Liam Neeson's not in it, I'm rioting.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, as long as we're on the subject, I think a Yoda movie would be way more interesting than an Obi-Wan movie at this point, because like you said, an Obi-Wan movie, we kind of already have seen all this before. We know where it's going to end. But a Yoda movie took place 800 years ago when he was only 100 years old?
Yeah.
All right. I'm listening. That's an entirely different galaxy 800 years ago. I think that would be really cool. They could do some really cool things with that. But Obi-Wan, there's some chances to really not do well.
Right. They get old real quick.
Yep.
So, we'll keep you guys up to date with any news that we get, more news that's expanded on some of these items. But, let's talk about what's coming out this week on TV, Netflix, Hulu. We got Humans coming back for another season. I don't know if anybody's been keeping up with that, but, you know, it's a pretty pretty decent sci-fi series from what I've been hearing. I'm definitely interested in checking it out. So now that the new season's out, I'll probably catch up on all the previous ones and see what's going on there. And then movies. Deadpool 2 is finally coming out this week. I feel like it's been forever. I've been waiting for this movie forever. Like, I'm so glad it's finally here. I need this.
I have a theory on the cuts.
It's going to be a good time.
Yeah, definitely.
The end credit scene. Yeah, there is an end credit scene. And the people who have seen it, more than one of them has said it's the greatest end credit scene that's ever been done.
Oh.
Now, my theory is that I think we see Hugh Jackman either as himself or as Wolverine in the end credits. And the only reason I really think that is, A, because people are touting it so highly, and B, Jackman's been doing a lot of promotion-type stuff with Reynolds of late. You know, like the one where he's wishing somebody happy birthday and Reynolds is behind him in the Deadpool suit on the bed.
Yes, he has.
The last one he did where he's talking about how Deadpool's the greatest movie of the year or something like that. So there just seems to be a little too much of that going on for him not to make some kind of appearance, even if it's an after credits appearance, as either himself or as Wolverine in this movie. That's what I think. I think that's going to happen in the credits. It would be fantastic.
I would love for him to be Wolverine. Because right now, all I can do is dub this as the Deadpool verse. Because he can do whatever he wants. He's an outlier, floats wherever he wants to go. So it's like, with that potential, he can do anything with that film. So it's like, why not bring back Hugh Jackman as Wolverine?
Right. Yeah. And they have, they've actually interviewed him, and he's said, you know, there's probably not going to be a Deadpool 3. There'll probably just be an X-Force movie, which leads me to believe that these X-Force characters are really going to be fun and fleshed out really well, mm-hmm. which is great. I'm excited for that. More, you know, one thing that Deadpool could definitely benefit from is more superpowered people who are also a little crazy, a little off. So, hey, sounds great. But it got me thinking with this Hugh Jackman thing. I mean, yeah, I know he said he wasn't playing Wolverine anymore, but, you know, you back a dump truck up full of money to somebody's house and
oh, it would be the best. Mind.
This is true.
Wouldn't Deadpool and Wolverine be a great buddy movie?
Yeah, it really would.
Because, remember, we saw Deadpool 1. Yep. There was no hints. They didn't know if they're going to do a Deadpool 2. And what do they do in the post-credit scene? They announce Cable. Wouldn't it be great if we don't know? He's already saying, oh, there's going to be an X-Force movie. It's not going to be another Deadpool.
Fantastic.
Wouldn't it be great if he came out and said, oh, yeah, and I'm going to do a movie with Wolverine next? Just with the same kind of off-the-wall-ness that he did the Cable part. I don't know.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. I'll eat up the X-Force movie, you know, if it comes out in 2 years. It sounds great, but yeah, just got me thinking with all this Hugh Jackman thing.
Yeah, that would be excellent. So, looking forward to seeing this one, and I'm staying for the Stingers because I gotta find out what's going on, because you can't leave with a tag like greatest in credit scene ever.
Yeah, that's a tall order.
Yeah. So, there it is. So, yeah, we got some special stuff we got for you guys next. We're going to do, like, some reviews, geeking out. And we got a special little segment we're going to introduce to you, brought to you by the Wanderers. So, we'll do all that after the break. Hey, what's up, Boss Fam? Big Boss here. And as much as the professor and I love giving you the geek news of the week, every week and discussing all things geek culture, we'd be remiss if we didn't at least try to use our platform to do a little good in the world. And that's why the professor and I, along with some of our friends, will be working together with ExtraLife.org to raise money for the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Extra Life unites thousands of gamers around the world to play games in support of their local Children's Miracle Network Hospital. And since its inception in 2008, Extra Life has raised more than $40 million for sick and injured kids. Extra Life is a 24-hour fundraising and gaming marathon to support these Children Miracle Network hospitals. And on game day, November 3rd of this year, the Boss's Desk will be joined by thousands of gamers and dedicate an entire day, 24 hours, to play games and get donations from friends like you. 100% of your donations go to our local hospital, Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. And together, we can make a difference for sick and injured. Your donation is 100% tax deductible and will make miracles happen for families who desperately need them. So go ahead, click the link down below, the donate button down at the bottom of our podcast page, and it'll take you to a webpage that will allow you to make a safe and easy online donation to our cause. And now let's get back to the show. All right, guys, and we're back. We're going to start things off with a little review section. Not really much going on here. Last weekend, I got a chance to check out Breaking In and not really satisfied. So. let me give it up for the actors, because they definitely tried with what little they had. But there were so many holes in this movie. Like, the plot line was just so basically we following the character played by Gabrielle Union. She and her family, basically her son and her daughter at the beginning of the film, are coming up to, I guess, wrap things up with her father's home. Her father died in some freak accident. We don't even know what it was. And they're trying to, like, get things wrapped up with his house. You hear some things about her dad being kind of, like, in the criminal world, you know, whatever the case may be. But eventually these thieves come in and they're looking for something in the house. And it's like she basically goes into supermom mode and commence to wreaking havoc on all of these guys. And, you know, there's a lot of black ops, you know, Green Beret tactics going on, and none of it is really explained. There's just tons of holes. We don't know why she knows the things that she knows. It's like, you could think that there's survival skills, but it didn't feel like it. Like, there's moments where she's doing the quiet land on the ground and sneaking off into the darkness. She's like shooting firecrackers off, and then she goes and shatters the lights so that she can enter the house without alerting the criminal. It's just like, yo. And then the one criminal, quote unquote, criminal mastermind is shooting this one pistol the entire movie and doesn't reload once, but still has infinite ammo. I don't understand. Come on, guys. Don't treat me like I don't know what I'm looking at.
Yeah, he was wearing that Metal Gear Solid infinite ammo headband.
No reloads necessary.
Yeah, yeah. He went through the movie once already, and then when he went through it again, he got the headband.
Movie plus.
That's
movie
right.
Plus mode.
Movie plus. Yeah. Movie plus mode. Yeah. That's all that was.
Oh man, but yeah. Look, I'm going to keep it completely honest with you. I went to go see this matinee, and I still use my movie pass, so I got to see this for free. I would not wish this on my worst enemy right now. Like, I'm yikes. So glad that it at least made the money that they put out for it, at least for the actors involved. But I felt like they just wasted these actors' time. They really didn't even need to go through this. The movie was just too many holes and there's too many questions. I still don't know anything about her character's history, her father, just that there's something there that they want and they're going to get it. And it's just, and yo, like, no, like, all right, so let me talk about this for a minute. A guy literally gets run over by a truck. Like, you watch the truck jump up. This guy's body is rolling under it. We're assuming he's mangled, crushed, and dead. But the same guy comes back to threaten the life of the woman, and he's no limp. Just ate that car up. No scars, no bruises. I'm like, okay, now. All right. I'm done. If it wasn't for the fact that it was the last 15 minutes of the movie, I'd have walked up and left.
Ooh, that's rough.
Yeah.
That is bad. That is
bad. There's no quicker way to lose me than establishing a world of rules and then completely breaking them. You know what I'm saying?
You can't no sell a truck.
That's, yeah.
That's just bottom line. It's like, that's a problem. It's like rule 1E. It's like right after, you know, don't answer the phone if you're the babysitter at late at night.
That's yep. right.
You can't no sell a truck.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, come on. So, yeah. I'm going to give Breaking In a wait for it until it's on TV and completely skip the channel. So,
man. Wait. I can't say I'm all that surprised, but yeah.
wait for it to be on TV and then go for a nice walk.
Exactly. And then cancel your Comcast.
Yeah. Wow. Definitely not good.
Oh, man. So let's do some geeking out today. So you guys know this is normally a section where we let you guys know what we're geeking out about. If there's anything out there that we think that you guys will really enjoy checking out. Let's start things off. Professor, we'll let you take it and run with it.
All right. So I would recommend, if you're at all a fan of the original, get the free, if you don't have it already, get the free trial for YouTube Red and binge watch through Cobra Kai.
Oh, yeah.
Because it is brilliant.
Really?
From start to
wow.
finish. Oh, it's awesome. It's just a perfect, it's a perfect follow-up to the original movie. It's got a surprise ending, and it is almost a perfect microcosm of the world today and where they show you how things are getting a little out of hand.
Oh, wow.
Some things like politically correct and things like that. Like, the basic premise, okay, is it's the story is based around Johnny, right? After the first movie, he grows up to be what you think you grow up to be. He's kind of a deadbeat dad who's got a dead-end job. He's driving around in like an 80s like Firebird or something like that. You know,
please tell me it was Danny's car from the first movie.
No, I don't remember.
Oh,
it might have been.
That would have been awesome.
I don't remember.
The car that Mr. Miyagi gives him.
But I don't think so. I don't think so. But I would have to watch again to make sure. I don't think so. But it's still pretty funny. You know, he's drinking all the time and he doesn't like his stepfather and he's not a big fan of his mother. And it just, like, it's not too much of a spoiler because you kind of see it, that he reopens his dojo at one point and he gets all the, you know, the reject kids. And they come in and he's still in 1980s kind of bully mode. You know, like there's a heavyset kid and he calls the kid tits. You know, there's a kid with a hair lip and he keeps calling him lip or something
oh,
like
geez.
That.
Sheesh.
And all the kids are like, that's really, like, you shouldn't call people that. That's really rude. And his response is, what do you think's going to happen out there? Like, this is the real world. Get used to it. Like, that's, it's so well done with that kind of angle to it when you watch uh-huh. it. It's awesome. It's 100% worth at least getting the free trial for YouTube Red to sit and binge. I think it's only 7 or 8 episodes maybe, but it's so well done. It's so much fun to go through.
So
I loved it.
Does Karate Kid 2 and 3 happen in this universe?
I don't think so.
Okay.
It's like a lot of it leads to a lot of the references that go back are all going back to the first movie.
Okay.
You know what I mean? With the end of the tournament and, you know, the tournament comes around again. And it's the same tournament, but they change a couple things up and a lot of it is based on the very first movie. So,
okay. I mean, they can leave 2 alone. I'm so okay with that. And they can completely forget about 3.
As long as they add the next Karate
Kid.
Oh, God.
The one
not, don't, you know, you should wash your mouth out with soap.
I'm still going to wait for that cameo, though. That cameo is definitely
But look,
coming.
There's some very poignant moments. You know, like there's a moment. Look, a few minor spoilers are nothing major. But there's a moment where Danny goes to Mr. Miyagi's grave, you know, and spends a little bit of time there. You know, very silly things like Danny's now owns a, like you see in the trailers, he owns a car dealership. Mm-hmm. And every car he sells, he gives away a free bonsai tree with the car. Like, it's just little, very funny little bits of stuff that they throw in. It's really nice. Well done. I would say go check that out.
That's awesome.
Very cool. Do you guys know that, what's the actor who plays Daniel-san? Ralph Macchio.
Ralph Macchio. Yeah.
Ralph Macchio right now is as old as Pat Morita was when they first made the movie.
Oh, wow.
And, oh my! And he still looks like he's 14.
Yeah, I know, right?
Right. So two things happen there. One, Pat Morita aged very poorly. And two, Ralph Macchio aged very well.
Yes. Yes, he certainly did.
So take that, Asian stereotype.
Right?
Oh, man.
But yeah, definitely check out Cobra Kai. It was awesome.
Cool.
If they look like they're going to do a season two, and I may actually have to start paying for YouTube Red to see it because it is really.
Yeah, they said that got picked up before the series even aired. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Well, people love their Karate Kid, man. I can't wait to show Charlie that.
That's going to be awesome.
The original.
Yeah. Oh man.
As soon as I am sure that he won't go to school and try to. Crane kick a bully in the face. Or maybe I'm looking at this wrong and I should be showing
it. I mean, it's not, I don't, there's language in it for sure that I remember. I don't think there's anything more than that.
Oh, in the outside, series?
You know, the violence. Yeah.
No, I'm talking about the movie.
Oh.
Yeah, he should be good with the movie.
I gotta show Charlie that movie.
Oh man! So, what do you got for us, Wanderer? What are you geeking out about this week?
Well, I kind of already, you know, I'm such a noob around here, so I didn't realize that we were going to do this at the end, or that you guys even did this yet. But I'll bring it up again. I'm not kidding about Far Cry. I bought 5. I played through it. I played through it a second time.
Oh!
And I went back and I bought Far Cry 4.
Oh man!
Can't say enough good about it. At the end of May, the season pass kicks in, and with this Far Cry 5 season pass, you get a free copy of Far Cry 3. And then when the DLCs, there's 3 DLCs they've got planned. One takes place in Vietnam, one takes place with a zombie outbreak, and one takes place on Mars. They're just little self-contained stories, a little extra to play. There's no release date for them yet. But if you do buy the season pass now, at the end of May, you get Far Cry 3 for free, which is apparently one of the best ones. So yeah.
Yeah, definitely. All right. I'm gonna go in the same vein as far as video games are concerned. I just got a chance to play Detroit: Becoming Human.
On PlayStation. You played the demo?
Yeah, I played the demo.
Nice.
Oh my god. Oh, it was so good. It really was. The graphics are stunning. And it does play like it does have, it's reminiscent of L.A. Noire, far as like, you know, surveying the room, picking up evidence, figuring out what you're gonna do before you do your encounter. Then you go into your encounter using all the information that you've gathered, and it is timed. It's timed. So you go through in there, you're timed. You find as much as you can, and they say, "Hey, yo, you got to go outside now and handle this." So they go, you go handle it, and you talk to the wonky AI robot that's out, the android that's out there that's freaking out, mm-hmm. and you basically try to talk him off a ledge. And basically, what it does is it allows you to play through that scenario again and see what different routes you can go through. So they show you the scene map at the end of the level. And there's so many gaps, like there's so many avenues in which you could have traveled to get to like a varied number of different conclusions. And I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the demo. I really want to get this game. This is really well done. I mean, the graphics were crazy. I'm looking at the facial movements, just watching how their faces react to the things that you say. And you can see, like, when you're losing them, when you're gaining them. Like, it's pretty intense, man. So, yeah, Detroit Becoming Human. Pick that up. It's coming out soon. So, yeah, man. So, yeah, that's it for geeking out. So, now we're going to do a little section. We're going to dub Time Capsule. And I'm going to let the Wanderer take over from here and do the little intro. So,
all right. So I picked the name The Wanderer for a fairly simple reason. I tend to bounce around a lot to different things. I'm fairly easily bored, especially as I get older. And so a lot of times I like to go back and revisit some of the really great games or movies that I played years ago in some cases. And tonight I kind of want to bring up one of them. In this case, I don't know if either of you have played it. It is a game with probably one of the bigger cult followings for video games. It was an NES game. Can anyone guess?
Bigger cult following than NES.
No.
Big cult following, kind of its own little niche.
No idea.
Nah, yeah.
All right. It's a little game called
Earthbound.
I've heard of it, but I don't think I ever played it.
Oh, Andy, I'm going to hook you up with the ROM.
Okay.
You can play it on SNES SNES emulator. It is now, boss, have you ever tried it?
I've seen demos and I've watched people play it, but I do have a very strong fascination with the character Ness. So
really need to check it out. It's a lot deeper than people think it is. It takes place in a fictional country called Eagle Land, which a lot of people think is a Japanese takeoff on America.
Okay.
And starts with a little boy named Ness, and a meteor falls in his little town of Onnit, and he's woken up in the middle of the night, and that's where his adventure starts. And Ness, it's an RPG. A turn-based RPG, and it has a fantastic story with a lot of soul. And what I mean by that is you really get in, even though the story is a little tongue-in-cheek at times, you really get engaged into what's going on in this game. And there's, when you get to the last level, it gets pretty dark. It gets there's a lot of speculation about what the final boss fight is all about. There's some people who say there are allusions to things like abortion, like how should I put it, kind of like an invasion of the body snatcher kind of thing. It's a really fun journey. Something that some games just don't capture anymore.
Yeah.
And if you get the chance to play it, you can download. I mean, don't bother buying stuff. That's ridiculous. We all have computers now. Get yourself an emulator. Find the ROM on any ROM site. It's an incredibly popular game, so everyone has it available for download on their own little tiny ROM sites. And definitely check it out. I played through it last weekend. Was looking for something new to do. I was like, I haven't played Earthbound in years. And it's still amazing.
Oh, that is awesome.
Yeah,
I'm going to definitely have to try that out. Like, I've watched people play it, and I was like, man, this is pretty intense. Like, I was never, like, I never got into the RPGs as far as turn-based. I just like watching them unfold. The first time I actually tried to do a turn-based, I did it with Pokemon, and then kind of went back and played some other ones, but I never got to play Earthbound. But I do love the character Ness. He's like one of my favorite characters in Smash Brothers.
Yeah, I mean, there are, you search for Earthbound on YouTube, and you will find just a black hole of of theory. Of just like people discussing the intricacies of this story. It's very simplistic. I mean, this little kid just finds these other little kids and they go save the world from an evil alien. Like, it's not anything too complicated at face value, but it starts to get deeper. And there's a lot of great fourth wall breaking, a lot of it that really also makes it fun. So highly recommend it. Go check it out if you're looking for something new to do. When you do play it, I'll definitely know, because you'll come back to me and be like, dude, it's insane. Wayne. You'll turn into Anzis and Zark. He's like, whoa, Jay, it's crazy. Yeah, that's what'll happen.
Oh, man, yeah, I believe it. I'm definitely going to try and play that game this week.
And if you don't have time, get yourself an emulator and I know some people hate this kind of thing, but get yourself an emulator that has Game Shark or Pro Action Replay or Game Genie capability and cheat. Because it's still fun, even when you cheat. Level up your characters all to 99, buff out their stats, and just coast through the game, and you'll still enjoy every minute of it. Guaranteed.
Okay.
Because the story and the ingenuity of some of the things that you have to figure out how to do are that good.
All right, cool.
Yeah. And you don't have to grind. Who likes to grind anymore?
I know. Where's the cheats at?
Yeah, where's the cheats? Let's see the story.
Oh, man. Well, that is definitely a game I'm going to be trying out this week. I'll try it out, and then I'll probably talk about it in Geeking Out next week.
All right, awesome. If you get stuck,
all
let
right,
me know.
We'll do. Oh man, so yeah, that is it. That is it for us here at the Boss's Desk. If you're tuning in for the first time, don't forget to follow us on all the various social media outlets. We're on Facebook, on the Boss's Desk, Twitter at the Boss's Desk, YouTube, the Boss's Desk as well. We also have a podcast up on both Google Play and iTunes, so subscribe to this channel there for regular updates of new episodes. And if you have any questions, anything about what you heard in the show, anything about the news, and you want the bosses to talk about it, just send your questions to us on Twitter. Just tweet at the Bosses Desk, or you can even send us an email to questions@thebossesdesk.com with your question, and share it, and we might read it here on Geek News and let you guys know what we think. So yeah, that is it for us today, guys. Have a great week. We are out.